Available at 772-678-7725.
You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is continuing a vital teaching entitled, Changing Your Life. This message will revolutionize your life. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen, and welcome back to Victory is Assured. We've been talking about the point of your life and how to walk in it, okay? And now part of this, in order to hear, you know, the point of your life, you need to go back and listen to How to Hear from God. You can get that at KurtOwen.com, KurtOwen.com, and you can listen to that. But the first thing that we tried to get into last time was the fact that there is a that. Here, let's just go ahead and go to Philippians chapter 3, and we're going to be looking at verse 12. Not that I have already obtained or am already perfected. Go back and see that in context. But I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has laid hold of me. There is a that for which Christ Jesus has laid hold of you for. And right now, you might not be able to see that. Or you might think that that's not that significant. Like I said yesterday, and I talked about how back in 1993, I wanted to die because I thought that my life had no purpose. And there've literally been thousands of people's lives changed through this ministry because I didn't die. And then, by the way, that's not my story, because it's not like I did anything. It was Jesus getting a hold of me. And then, you know, by his mercy and by his grace, using me. Okay, but the truth of the matter is that I could not see what I'm doing today. I could not see that part because I was so caught up in myself. Well, this is true when you want to make life changes, because it's like, what's the point in getting up in the morning and going to the gym? What's the point in getting up in the morning and reading my Bible? What's the point in getting up, you know, or being kinder, dealing with my temper, all of those different things, or taking the next step in your calling? Because there is a purpose to your life. There is a that for which Christ Jesus has laid hold of you for. There's a specific reason that you are in the earth today, and he wants you to have it. Now, a lot of people are underneath the foolish assumption that if there's a purpose to your life, then God is going to automatically bring it to pass. In fact, there's an entire denomination that says basically everything's preordained and that's just it. And this scripture really points to the fact that that's not true at all. And here's the thing. Here, look at this. And what he says, I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has laid hold of me for. Well, here's the thing. If it was automatically going to happen, why press? Why do you have to lay hold of it? It's just going to happen, right? Why do you have to lay hold of it? Why do you have to press? Why do you have to put forth any effort at all if it's just the will of God and it's just going to happen? No. Because there is a that. There is a purpose to your life. There is a that for which Christ Jesus has laid hold of you for. But the only way you will ever walk in it, as Paul says, is as you have to press on and lay hold of it. You have to make up your mind that you want it. People say, well, you can't know the will of God for your life. That's not true either, and I'll over the next several sessions, I'll prove that. But here's the thing. If you want, there's a reason you should press. Because a lot of times, well, I mean, I just don't know if I have it in me. Why not? Don't you want to be different? Don't you want to walk in the fullness of what your life was about? Your greatest fulfillment? And understand, the will of God for your life, you're going to love. You might have to change your perception. You might have to change your attitude about some things, but you're going to love it. Because Jesus loves you, and so he picked the thing that was the best for you, that would be the most fulfilling. But you'll never walk in it unless you press on and lay hold of it. Will you do this? You know, let me say it like this, okay? And I've used this illustration before many times. But let's say God, you found out today, or I'll use me as an example, okay, because it would just be easier. Let's say today I found out from the Lord I'm called to be an electrician, all right, that I'm not called to the ministry, that I'm called to be an electrician. Let me tell you something. That's a huge difference from what I'm doing right now in a lot of different ways, because I've tried to put in a light socket before, and it did not go well. I had to have one of my dear friends come over and fix my electrical socket because I couldn't even get the lights to turn on. And, you know, I'm not the guy you – right now, I'm not the guy you want wiring anything at all. Even the most basics of things, you do not want me know. And I'll just tell you, I don't think like an electrician. I don't, you know, my thing is, electrical socket doesn't work, call somebody. An electrician doesn't think that way. Electrician says, wall socket doesn't work, head to home. They'll look at the socket, that's a this, that, or the other. I'm going to go to Home Depot, I'm going to get this part, and I'll come back and I'll wire it up. Because they think like an electrician. So if I found out today that I was called to be an electrician, there's a lot about my life that's going to change. It's going to affect how I think. It's going to affect what I think about. It's going to affect what I read. It will affect the friends that I have. It will affect the people that I listen to. It'll affect the YouTube videos that I watch. Because here is, and hear me with this, that if it was God's will for me to be an electrician, it is not magically going to happen. I can pray, I can fast, but there is not ever going to be a day that I'm going to wake up one morning and be an electrician. No. Once I find out that's what I'm called to do, there will be a spiritual side to it in the fact that I've got to seek God's wisdom. I've got to apply my faith. I've got to apply the Word of God to it. I've got to apply, you know, for me, if I was called to be an electrician, one of the first things I'd have to lay hold of is the fact that I have the mind of Christ, okay? That Jesus was made unto me wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. Wisdom. Because right now, if you told me that I've got to start studying license, you know, wiring diagrams and all this other stuff, I mean, we built buildings and repaired buildings, and I can just tell you, I look at those things, and, I might as well be looking at a map of Mars. I wouldn't know the difference, okay? And so I'm going to need the mind of Christ. So even though it is a natural thing to be an electrician, I'm still going to be applying my faith that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So when I'm sitting there saying, I can't do this, I can't work with computers, I can't, you know, because whatever there's changes you're going to be, there's going to be a natural and a spiritual side to it, but your spiritual side is going to affect the natural side, right? You're going to still have to lay hold of the Word. You're still going to have to know the Word and everything else. But if I wanted to be an electrician, I'm going to have to lay hold by faith of the mind of Christ and the wisdom of God and the fact that I can do anything that God has told me to do. Okay? But again, I tell you what, I'm going to have to go to school. I'm going to have to apprentice. I'm going to have to, if I'm called to be an electrician, I don't have time to waste. I mean, I'm only 50, I think, 1 year old. And I've only got another, 80 years or so here on the earth. So I don't have time to waste. I'd have to get after it. And the older you are, the more you have to get after it. You don't sit there if you're older and say, well, my time is passing by. I can't get it. You know, I don't understand today's technology. That's a lie. You need to make up your mind. You can understand and do anything that is required for you to walk in your calling. Especially at the beginning, because a lot of times people say, well, I'm going to hire somebody for that. Listen, in the beginning, you might not be able to, and you need to lay hold of the grace of God on your life to fulfill your calling, if it's an electrician or whatever it is, and you're going to have to make up your mind you can do it. And if you've got to learn computers, then you'll learn computers. And if you've got to learn calculus, you'll learn calculus. And if, you know, no matter what it is, that Jesus will empower you to do it. You know, in the Old Testament, there were all sorts of anointings available. There was anointings to work with silver, anointings to work with wood. There were anointings to build. There were anointings to cook. There were anointings to sew. There's all of these different graces are still available. And we don't all need people to be in the preaching ministry. Now, all of us are in the evangelistic ministry, but not all of us are in the preaching ministry. All of us are in the local church ministry and the fact that we need to be serving in the local church. But on the other side of it, you have a grace if God has called you to do it. If you're called to be a car salesman, there's an anointing to be a car salesman. If I was called to be an electrician, then there would be an anointing for me to be an electrician, and I would have to learn how to tap into it. Okay? And so, but again, hear me. If the Christ Jesus laid hold of me for, part of my press is there's gonna be change. I have to begin to change the way that I think. I'm going to have to begin to change the way that I read. Right now, most of the time I read my Bible or I read stuff in regards to executive protection and stuff. That's what I used to do before I went into ministry. And from time to time, I still do some of it. But that's what I would be reading. Okay? Now, but if I found out it's called to be an electrician, then I'm going to go get me some electrician magazines. You know, sometimes I watch training videos on YouTube or I watch preaching videos. Now, I would still watch preaching videos or listen to radio because I'm a Christian still, right? I've still got to grow in my walk with God. I don't watch preaching videos because I'm a preacher. I watch preaching videos because I need to feed myself as a sheep, okay? I listen to my pastor. I need to feed on those things, okay? And so I got to get a hold of that. But on the other side of it, I wouldn't watch as many preaching videos. I wouldn't go to ministers' conferences. I'd start going to electricians' conferences, okay, because there's going to be a change. I'm going to start watching more videos on how to wire outlets. I'm going to start talking. My friends are going to change. I'm going to find me some electricians that I can sit down and talk to. And this is what I'm telling you, because I'm not magically one day going to end up being an electrician. I'm going to have to put effort into this change, into this calling. Or as Paul said, I'm going to press on and lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has laid hold of me. Now, we'll talk about more of this as we go, but please understand, you need to get a hold of the fact that God's will is not going to just happen in your life, that it's going to require a press on your part. Stay tuned for these important announcements. And remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
Your success and happiness is very important to all of us here at Kurt Owen Ministries. That is why we invite you to send us any prayer requests that are important to you. Kurt Owen personally prays, along with a full team of prayer partners here at Kurt Owen Ministries, for any and all of your prayer requests that we receive. If you would like us to add our faith to yours regarding anything that you would like to ask the Father for, simply write it down and send it to us either by email at connect@kurtowen.com or send a regular letter to Kurt Owen Ministries, 10380 Southwest Village Center Drive, Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34987. Let me repeat that. Email is connect@kurtowen.com. Regular address is Kurt Owen Ministries, 10380 Southwest Village Drive, Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34987. When we receive it, we will talk with God about it with the expectation that He is faithful to His word. In Matthew 18:19, He says, "If we here on earth agree regarding anything we should ask, He will do it for us." That is what we will do, so you will be able to expect your prayer to be answered. We would love to pray for your specific prayer requests. God Almighty is excited about you learning how to really know and believe the amazing love that God has for you. We encourage you to listen to these teachings over and over. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Kurt Owen would like to offer you a free download of the first session of a recent Knowing and Believing the Love of God conference. He would also like to send you a daily Hearing from God devotional. To receive your free downloads, simply go to KurtOwen.com. Check with this station's programming guide for the times that Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen can be heard every weekday. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solus Roofing Contractors Incorporated. Solus Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation, or replacement of metal roofing, asphalt shingles, flat foam, or single-ply roofing. Solis Roofing Contractors Incorporated, licensed and insured, serving the Treasure Coast and